You're listening to 93.9 WKYS HD Washington. On the web, KYSDC.com. Here's the latest news from News1.com with Sheila Stewart. Good morning, Sheila.
Russ, good morning to you.
See for sure, 93.9 WKYS.
This hour or guys last.
21 minutes past the hour. Yes, I'm pretty just coming up next. Everything hot off the wire.
Sorry, I had to
Taxes and options. Super can straight from the streets.
All right, Russ, Big Ben suspended 4 to 6 games. T.O. Witt going to D.C. And the Capitals up 3-1 on the ice. We'll talk about the next hour straight from the streets.
Coming to you live and direct. Live and direct.
Hot off the wire.
Yes.
Russ, Hot Off the Wire is brought to you. I'm Alfreda's and that Russ is Hot Off the Wire.
Thank you, baby girl. Appreciate that.
Call now.
877-727-7746.
And get your share of Russ Parr's stimulus pack.
Call now.
Hello, who's this on the phone?
April.
How you doing? Are you doing all right?
Yes, I am. Are you doing all right?
Yeah, I got $100 for you.
Yeah.
Are you all right with that?
Yeah.
It's brought to you by, of course, WeFixMoney.com. Where do you live?
Huh?
Where do you live?
Dayton, Georgia.
All right, I got you. $100, Timmy Rush, girl. Stay right there. Yep. 33 minutes past the hour. It's the Russ Parr Morning Show. Yep. Who's this on the phone? Hello?
Yes. I'm my hammer. All I can lay out is a push here.
You know what? You got to hang up.
Well, actually, I do.
Turn it up!
That's right, y'all. You checking out Russ Parr.
Russ Parr!
Who? Russ Parr. Who is this person?
Are you deaf? Say it with me now.
The Russ Parr Morning Show!
The Russ Parr Morning Show.
44 minutes past the hour. Hey, the Mini Cooper has...
Well,
thank you, baby. I appreciate that. Look here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we got a big issue.
What's that?
Summer's coming.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And already we're starting to see a rise in violence. And one of the things that really troubles me is the fact that, you know, just the other day, they're trying to pass... automatic weapons. You can have automatic weapons in the District of Columbia.
Automatic.
But what they're doing is they're trying to attach it to something like
the right to vote.
So they know that it's going to get shot down because they don't want you to have the right to vote. But the bottom line is, regardless of whether they wanted to legalize automatic weapons because they know that's crazy, that's probably not going to happen, we still have automatic weapons in our communities.
Yeah.
And to me, how could you dislike somebody so much that you would like to use an AK-47 on them? I mean, what's fair about that? Where does that anger come from?
That you want to end somebody's life.
I mean, that's like a 50 caliber bullet, something like that.
I mean,
it's crazy.
And I don't know if you see what happens when one of those bullets hit the body. It just it's amazing. And we've had just an onslaught of violence in our community. With these weapons, and everybody's always and we've talked about this before. Everybody's talking about, oh, well, you know, they're bringing that into our community and so on and so forth. And
are they making us use them?
Exactly. You know, I don't understand it. So I'm just looking at the paper, and all of a sudden we're getting all these phone calls. I mean, these news reports.
Are we so desensitized, though, that we can, like, now, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, this happened this day, and I'm like, is this the same story? It's a whole different story.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I can't even keep them separated, you know?
Yeah. You know, and we've had some issues in the D.C. area where Don't Do went by and just sprayed a crowd of people.
Mass shooting.
Yeah, and that.
Like four people.
And they said it was over a chain or something or a bracelet.
Right. But see, my point is that this is the weapon of choice. And where can you get the ammo for this, number one? Can you go buy it in a store?
Mm.
Okay. I know you can get the gun on the street, but how can you keep getting, or you're sold a bunch of, I've never bought a gun.
No, well, I'm just saying with the internet these days, you can order anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's nothing but a click of the mouse. Boom, right to your doorstep
in a couple of days. If you're living that life, that street life, you have access to anything you want.
That's
no matter what it is.
Yep. And then And, you know, I hate to be the one to always say, you know, we're the video games. But we don't raise them right, man.
That's right.
I mean, it's crazy what you can do now on a video game and that sort of thing. The violence.
You're right. That's what I mean by desensitized. Like, wow. It's true.